Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
Okay. Is this the judge?
It is. Thank you so much. Bless you. And I apologize from before.
That's all right. Listen, we're just getting started, so hold on a few minutes, okay? I'm not going to keep you long.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
All right. Father, you are a great God. You are a faithful God. You are a loyal King. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. And Father, I thank you for choosing us to be your very elect children, choosing us to call on your name, O God. What a privilege it is to be able to call on the name of the Most High God, to be children, to be your very hand-picked children, O God. Thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light, O God. Thank you for teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are your end-time warriors. Use us. Oh, use us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as your weapons against the enemy, Father God. We thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Say that you have lost the war in heaven. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war after the flesh, but we war after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. In Jesus' name, send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Deliver us and bring us into a large place, O God. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We will beat them down small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the street. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed. We thank you, O God, that you are mighty. You are holy, yet you look upon us who are human, O God. So today we glory, praise, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, thank you today for who you are. Father, your word says in Psalm 75, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. When we shall rejoice, when we shall receive the congregation, O God, in the name of Jesus, we will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. We bear up the pillars of it, Selah. We said unto the oh, hallelujah. We said unto the fools, deal foolishly, and to the wicked, lift up your horn. Lift up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. But we declare forever, we will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will be cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Well, good morning again. This is the day our Father has made. We are rejoicing and we are exceedingly glad in it. We are. I thank God for each of you coming on, taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this morning. I'm your host, Caretha Gantling, also known as Sister G. Today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. We are honoring our seniors. God loves the hoary-headed ones that are called by his name, that honor and adore him, even in their latter years, the ones with the wisdom acquired from spending time in the secret place. His word says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our fortress, my God, in you will we trust. Surely you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Well, we are blessed and honored this morning. We have a young woman on with us all the way from Houston, Texas. She has the gift of playing praise music unto God. So this morning she's going to play a song of praise unto us, unto God. So we thank God for her. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Caretha.
All right. And after Karen, we have an honorable judge coming on right after Karen. So she's going to be speaking in a few minutes. So, Karen, what's the weather like in Houston today?
It is nice and brisk, and it is a bright, shiny day. It's almost like springtime or summer. I'm not sure exactly how, which level, but anyhow, it's rather warm for November.
Amen, amen. All right, so what are you going to play for us this morning, Karen?
We're going to do Holy, Holy, Holy.
Amen, I love that song. Thank you. Holy, holy is our God. He is Lord God Almighty. That was beautiful, Karen. We thank God for you this morning. You know, we are very fortunate to know God and to be his children, his chosen children. God knew our next guest before he formed her in her mother's belly. God's thoughts toward her are good. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of peace and not disaster, plans to give you future, a future filled with hope. Then you will call to me. You will come and pray to me, and I will hear you. Our guest is And we speak by faith the Honorable Judge Rhonda Waters Peoples. We're honored to have her on this morning. Duval County deserves a judge who is fair, honest, and hardworking, like Rhonda's father who served our country in the Navy. We need Rhonda Peoples Waters to continue that tradition of public service as our next county court judge. Good morning, Judge Peoples. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great this morning. We're so glad you could take time out of your election. I know you're busy to be on the air with us today. We are just so grateful.
Well, bless you, bless you. Thank you. You know, yes, today is the last day of early voting, but God is so good, and he just wants us to make sure that we take time out to acknowledge him. So I'm blessed and honored to be able to be here with you.
Amen. Well, tell us a little bit about you, you and your campaign and why you're running.
All right, yes. I'm Rhonda Peoples Waters, running for Duval County Court Judge, Group 12, and it is such an important endeavor and mission that I've been on, and I've had so many great team members to help me on this mission, first of all. But I started this because I was really just trying to listen to God about what he wanted us to do, and this was my answer after a fast, to just go ahead and show our young people what their potential is. We in Duval County have never elected an African-American female judge. We've had two that have been appointed. But to go through this election process and let our young women, our young men, and just this entire community see that we all have this awesome God-given wisdom and talent, it's just been miraculous. And I'm just still sitting in amazement at how awesome he is, because I know that, you know, it's not about me and it's not by any power that I had that we've even come to this point.
Amen. That's an awesome, awesome testimony. I thank God for you.
Yes. So I am excited. You know, we've had like record numbers each day at the polls, and it's just last night people were lined up all around the building trying to vote at 7 o'clock, and I was there till 8. And even this morning, people lined up at 6:30 trying to go and vote. And there's just something about, you know, the autumn, no matter what side you're on, about this awesome right of, you know, just life and liberty and pursuing it that we have. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
Well, I want to let you know I voted for you last Monday.
Bless you. Thank you.
Well, let me say a prayer for you this morning.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for being Almighty God. Lord, I thank you for your daughter, Rhonda Peoples Waters. And Father God, I thank you that like Judge Deborah in the Bible, she is a woman of God who walks in integrity. She has right standing with you, O God, in Jesus' name. And like Judge Deborah, she inspires others to action, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that she has a great relationship with you. She walks close with you, Father God. And Father, I thank you that she loves people and wants the best for our city and for our nation, O God. Bless her, Father God, as she walks continuously with you, O God. In the name of Jesus, protect her and her family, O God. In the name of Jesus, keep her safe, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for Rhonda Peoples Waters. In the name of Jesus, be a lamp and a light to her pathway. And, Lord, we thank you for her love for our children, oh, God, and her desire to see them become upstanding citizens and succeed in life. Father, I ask you to refresh and renew her strength daily as she runs this race. I thank you that she is fully equipped to run this race because you are on the inside of her, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, O God, for meeting all of her needs, O God, in the name of Jesus, financial, emotional, spiritual, and physical needs. And I thank you, O God, for refreshing on her as she runs this race, O God. I thank you that she will not grow weary in well-doing. She will not get tired, because you, the Most High God, are continuously blowing a breath of refreshing upon her. So we just praise you and honor you for what you're doing for this great, mighty woman of God. And we thank you, oh God, that promotion does not come from any human being but directly from you. So we thank you for the promotion, oh God. And we look forward, oh God. We give you praise and honor and glory. And we give you thanks ahead of time for this victory, victory, victory for your daughter, Rhonda People's Waters, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the people that you sent to hold up her hands, to be there for her, to undergird her in prayer, to help in whatever way they can, to campaign with her. And, Father God, we just bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come in any way. And we say, not so, that she has victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, one of my just lead verses is when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. And I'm so excited that, you know, we really will be able to see some of that in, you know, many of these positions. And I tell people all the time that it's so about his glory. He's miraculous. And if you look at how he's done it, you know, if you just have the faith of a mustard seed, you'll see how you can move these mountains. So that's what I hope people will be able to see in my little race right here. So thank you, sister. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on with us. Come on anytime. We're on Saturday mornings, the first, second, third, and fourth Saturday at 9
okay.
a.m. and on Thursdays at 5 p.m. So thank you
all
so
right.
much. God bless you. And
bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Yes,
all right,
thank you,
night.
And I look forward to coming back after we see his victory. Amen. You keep doing the good work. Bye-bye.
Amen. You too. Bye-bye. Hallelujah. We are grateful for the woman of God who could come on this morning with us. Even though she's in a campaign, she's campaigning to be judged, the first black judge of Jacksonville, Florida. So if you live in Jacksonville, I pray that you'll be able to vote for Rhonda People's Waters. She's an awesome, mighty woman of God. She's not just running, you know, for an office. She's in a spiritual race. And, you know, God is the judge. And I thank God that she honors God. She knows that God is the judge and the king. So we also, right now, we have another woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Jackie Travis, and we're always honored weekly. I mean weekly. She comes on, and Karen from Houston comes on. And they are mighty women of God on the battlefield, praising God and giving him glory and honor on a daily basis. I'm looking also for her cousin to come on from Paducah, Kentucky. I don't see her number yet, but I'm sure she'll be on eventually. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed this morning. I'm blessed.
Amen.
Just ripping and running. I'm working and everything ripping and running. So I'm coming back from the bank right now. But I am ready. Whew, Lord, I've been tested this early this morning, but, you know, you got to keep on going. You can't let that get you down. Because the devil, get behind me, leave me alone, devil, and just keep going on. Keep on keeping on. That's what I do. I
Amen.
Do that for me. Okay. I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. And all to him, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. Lord, I surrender all. And all to him, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. And I surrender. I surrender all. Lord, I surrender. all to him, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. This morning I have to surrender all to him because I've been under a lot of tests this week. We have one niece that was in the hospital. We didn't know if she had cancer or not, but it ended up being lupus. And I had one nephew that got shot this week. I've been fasting and praying all week for the Lord to please just keep your arms all around my family and all around my nieces and nephews because they are definitely under attack. But we know how to get out from under attack. Just keep on praising and keep on praising and keep on praising. And eventually the Lord will lift all of those things off of us. So I have to please keep my nieces and nephews in prayer, my senior citizens in prayer, and me and my husband and my family in prayer. Lord, just keep your, I just want you to please pray for us, Sister D, Sister G. When you pray, just pray for each and every one of my family members and each and one of my senior citizens, and you know most of them. But I just ask you to do that for me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, let me pray for you right now.
Okay.
Father, we just appreciate you. We adore you. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you allow Jackie, your servant, in the name of Jesus, to sing beautiful praise songs unto you. Those songs that you put on the inside of her that come out in such a beautiful way, oh God. Oh, Father, I thank you that she has surrendered all. She's not holding anything back from you, but she has decided, oh God, that you are her blessed Savior and that she will follow you all the days of her life. In the name of Jesus, she realized that she is in a race, oh God. And I thank you that she will not grow weary in well-doing. I pray, Lord God, for her family in the name of Jesus, particularly her niece, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Father, we know you to be the great and mighty I am. We know you, Father God. We know you, Father God, as the Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. And, Father, doctors are limited, but you are the unlimited God. There is nothing impossible to you, oh God. So, Father God, lupus is nothing to you. Cancer is nothing to you. You're able to heal in the name of Jesus. You're able to send the word and heal. You're able, oh God. Nothing is impossible to you. And, Father, even her nephew that was injured this weekend, oh God, I pray, hedge your protection around all of our nieces, all of our nephews, all of our family members, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name today. We thank you that you are faithful, you are righteous. And, Father, you know she has a husband and two daughters. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for keeping that hedge around them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you for watching over Jackie as she take care of the senior citizens, oh God, on a daily basis, oh God. As she watch out for them, oh, Father, I thank you that you're watching out for her in Jesus' name. We bless you, oh God. We honor you, Father. And we thank you for what you're doing for Jackie and her family, even for her cousin, Donna Hawkins, who lives in Paducah, Kentucky, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless the entire family, Father. And we bless and honor you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister D.
Thank you for being on. I know you're busy, so I thank God for you.
Every day. Thank you so much. Okay.
All righty. Have a blessed
Bye-bye.
Day.
Thanks.
Jackie? Oh, she's gone. All right. Well, we thank God for each of you this morning. As I said before, it is Senior Citizens Day, and we are praising the name of the Most High God. We are looking forward to what our Father is about to do. Because you know what? He reigns on us, and he loads us up with benefits every day. He's the Almighty Father. He's the Almighty God. And there's nothing impossible to him. You know, we limit him because we'll say, oh, this happened and that's happened. I don't know what to do. Yeah, you know what to do. Call on the name of the Most High God. Call on his name daily. Don't forget to call on his name. He said before you call, he's already answered. So he knows what we need before we call on him. But he just wants us to acknowledge him as God, acknowledge him as Savior. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and I'm going to make some declarations for the elderly today. I declare and decree that the obedient elderly are blessed of the Lord. I decree that the obedient elderly in God will walk in divine health daily. I decree that the obedient elderly will repeat, will reap natural benefits provided in each city they live in, such as free bus service, free birthdays, free meals on their birthday, free healthy lunches provided at senior citizen centers. I decree and declare that obedient seniors will seek God daily and spend time dwelling in the secret place with him. I decree and declare that obedient seniors will be godly examples for those around them. I decree and declare that obedient seniors will pray and intercede for those that are not saved, for those in their churches, for those in their neighborhoods, for our children. And I thank God for the hoary-headed people, the senior citizens. So thank God for each of you this morning. You know, I'm also going to pray in a minute for the elderly. But I thank God that he's allowed us to be seniors, whether we have gray hair or all black hair. You know, we are grateful that Father God chose us to be his very elect children. And some of us have served him from childhood. We're not perfect, no, but we honor the Most High God. And you know what? He allows us to repent before him. He allows us to come and say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, forgive me for every thought that I had today that's not like you, everything I did today that's not like you, even secret faults, even presumptuous sins. He allows us to come before him, to humble ourselves before the merciful Father. He is merciful. So as I pray for the elderly today, I pray that you would agree with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, you an awesome God. There is no God like you, Jehovah. There is no God like you, Jehovah. Lord, we as seniors appreciate your loving kindness and your faithfulness over the years. Thank you for extending your right hand of mercy to us. Thank you for all the years of abundant life you have given us. We appreciate the years you have given us. We are grateful for our families, our mates, our children, grands, and our great-grands. We thank you for allowing us to serve a God like you. You are amazing, as well as righteous and holy. Lord, you reign. We exalt you. We exalt you, O God. We exalt you, O God. We esteem you high. We reverence you today. We thank you, O God, for our health and our strength. We thank you for being an awesome provider. We thank you for being our healer, Jehovah Rapha. Over the years, you have healed us of so many things, O God, and we continually lift your name on high. We continually say we are grateful to the Most High God. And we thank you this morning, O God, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you have never left us, even from the time you birthed us into our mother's belly. You have never left us. You will never forsake us. You will always be with us. Wow, what a mighty God you are. Oh, we are amazed. You never cease to amaze us, O God. You are an amazing God, and we give you all praise and all glory. Thank you for being with us, even when we were not aware of your holy presence, O God. When we feel all alone, you're still with us, O God. We thank you for hearing every prayer we have prayed. We thank you for answering every prayer We thank you for the answers that you send, oh God, whether it's yes, whether it's no, whether it's maybe, or whether it's wait. Oh, we wait upon you, oh God. Thank you for staying the hand of the enemy from us, oh God. Thank you, oh Lord, that when the enemy came in like a flood, you raised the standard for us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that if it had not been for you who was on our side, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The streams would have gone over our souls. The proud waters had gone over our souls. Isaac would have overtaken us if it had not been for you, O Lord, who did not give us over to the high winds, the rain, the storm. Isaac would have overtaken us. The storm, Sandy, would have overtaken us. All those storms, O God, would have overtaken us. But because of you, O God, the winds, the rains, the thunder, the great waters did not overtake us, O God. Blessed be the Lord who did not give us over to a prey to the tempest. For our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Lord, you are our keeper. Thank you for preserving us all the days of our lives. We will lift up our eyes into the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you. Hallelujah. You know, many senior citizens have different problems in their bodies, and they think that it's just natural. They think, a lot of people think, well, when I get old, you know, I know we got to have something. That's a lie from the devil. God said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So God does not want us to suffer. He wants us to prosper and be in health. Just like our soul continuously prospers. But now, guess what? Our soul can starve also. If we don't feed our soul, I'm not talking about the preacher feeding you. I'm not talking about the pastor, the teacher, the apostles, or the evangelists, or the pastors teaching you. I'm talking about you being fed on the word for yourself. You opening up the word of God, and you studying the word daily, so that you will be pleasing to God. You know, suppose you're not around a pastor or someone. You know, suppose you're not around someone who can pray for you. You need to have a relationship with God so that God can bless you. Hey, Sister Jackie, you wanted to say something?
No, I was getting back on. I was just getting back on the line.
Oh, okay. All right, you can put your phone back on mute.
Okay.
All right. So, Father, I just praise you and honor, and I thank God for each of you as senior citizens. You know, as I said, you can be starving spiritually. Your soul can be hungry. And don't you know, you could die spiritually. So God wants you to be fed spiritually as well as physically. He don't want you to die being starved. He wants to feed you, but you got to get in the word. You cannot just, go on what the preacher said on Sunday or on Wednesday. You need to feed yourself with the word of God on a daily basis. Open up the word. You know, they have CDs of the Bible now. You can listen to the word. They have DVDs of the Bible. You can watch as someone read the word. You can put the word on your iPod, on your computer. They have the word everywhere. Even on TV they have the word. But God wants you to study for yourself. He says, study to show yourself approved. In other words, pleasing unto him, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, you know, you got to study for yourself. Suppose your pastor make a mistake in teaching you something. And in the word, when you're studying, God show it to you. And he said, oh, this is the way I should go. This is how God wants us to do. So you know what? I'm going to pray for our health today, the health of senior citizens, the health of people in general, our children. I'm going to pray a prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book called Prayers That Bring Change. And it's called Prayer for Divine Help. So you pray for me as I pray this and join with me in prayer. Father God, you that are on Calvary, Jesus, Father God, I thank you that on Calvary, Jesus took all our sicknesses and diseases. I thank you for allowing your son to take our places when he died for our sins. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we praise you and thank you for sending your son, Jesus, who paid the price for our soul. We commit to walk in the revelation of what he did so we will experience divine health in Jesus' name. We negate the ability of the enemy to send negativity to our mind about health, about our health. As we think we are, we decree and declare that we are healed, we are whole, and we are walking in the supernatural divine health in the name of Jesus. We will walk in divine health all the days of our lives. No weapon of infirmity and sickness will prosper against us, and any attack on our health will be minor and temporary. Father, help us to understand the importance of exercising daily, regularly. We bind the spirit of laziness and procrastination that keep us from exercising regularly. Obesity is broken off our bloodline, and excessive weight gain is not an option. Father, we commit to walk in the revelation of the fact that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We will not put anything in it, on it, or around it that would grieve the Holy Spirit. Dear Father, help us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to understand that more than 50% of our body weight is water, and that we must drink 6 to 8 glasses of water daily in the name of Jesus to keep it functioning properly. We bind the spirit of dehydration in the name of Jesus. Anything that would keep us from drinking water is far from us. We refuse to give the enemy any right to afflict our bodies. We declare that we will confess positively the things the word says about our body. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We decree and declare that our diet will be an instrument to maintain good health in Jesus' name. We thank you, O God, for your promises, O God. We surrender our health completely to the Holy Spirit. And Father, deliver us from bad habits that will compromise our health. Reveal to us those things about dieting, vitamins, and exercise that will help us to stay healthy. In the name of Jesus, we renounce negative eating habits that will hinder good health, bad habits that will cause high blood pressure, strokes, heart attacks, cancer, and any other spirits of early death cannot flow into our lives. We take authority over every spirit of mental infirmity, spirits of depression, schizophrenia, delusions, immature personality, in the name of Jesus. We are healthy from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We live a full life according to the word of the Lord. We bind the spirits that cause internal organ destruction, attack internal body organs such as heart, our hearts, liver, our kidneys, and decrease or destroy our normal organ functions in the name of Jesus. We bind and destroy every disease state placed in our past ancestry and genetically transferred to me or to us from the womb in Jesus' name. Father, We decree and declare that the great physician will have the final say in the state of our health. We will believe only his report. In Jesus' name, we confess that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, which included sickness and disease. And we confess that we will live under the new covenant, which promises prosperity in the name of Jesus and good health in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the effects of the spirit of destructive diseases, which include diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, in the name of Jesus, lupus and AIDS. In the name of Jesus, we bind every destructive spirit that will cause malfunctioning of our digestive system, genital, urinary tract, such as, Jackie, put your phone on mute for me, such as prostate, uterus, ovary, bladder, or colon. Father, you promise that the sign of our salvation is laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover in Jesus' name. Enhance your ability to pray. Enhance our ability to pray for everyone we encounter who needs healing. In the name of Jesus, we are contagiously healthy. In the name of Jesus, we confess that we have your favor in the area of health and happiness. In Jesus' name, we live beyond 70. We thank you that we will live beyond 70. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the spirit of fear that causes worry, stress, and anxiety. It is a contributing factor in many chronic diseases that have no place in our lives. In Jesus' name, we renounce Nehushtan, the snake on the pole erected from the time of Moses to Hezekiah. Today we tear down the high places, put the medical symbol and industry before God. We renounce the spirit of pharmakia, medication by magic. Lord, deliver us from the addiction of medicine, doctors, and hospitals. Teach us to believe you for healing. Lord, we believe that you created medicines and you blessed the hands of doctors. But you are the healer, you are the deliverer, and you are the keeper of life. In Jesus' name, amen. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I thank God for what he's doing in all of our lives. And, you know, we have a young woman on with us this morning, all the way from Appleton, Georgia. Her name is Miss Luzell. And we're going to put her on this morning. Miss Luzell is 90-plus years old. She's a young woman still on the battlefield praising her Lord. She gives him much glory and praise. Miss Luzell, you want to sing a song? And you got some encouraging words for the young people today.
Yes, ma'am. I like to sing just one more time.
Amen.
Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number. Just one more time. Just to sing a song. Just to sing a song. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number. Just one more time, just to pray a prayer, just to pray a prayer, that makes me so glad to be in the name of Jesus. One more time. I thank God for this morning and be able to listen to your message this morning concerning senior citizens. You said a lot of things, you know, about the senior citizens that help their health, so I just thank God for everything and all the good works that you have done, and bless each one that participate on your program, that God will give them strength and we and myself that we continue some way, somehow, to be able to hear and listen to the word of God. Thank you.
Amen. That was an awesome song. Just one more time.
Yes,
to sing a song one more time, to pray to our Father one more time. What a loving God we serve. He's allowed Miss Ludell to live 90-plus years. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're thanking God for her as a senior citizen. And you know what? She's still on the battlefield praising him, singing. Listen to that awesome song she sang. Just one more time.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't ever know what God may call us at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be ready. We got to stay on the battlefield for our Lord.
Yes.
One more time. Just one more time.
Yes,
we can
one
praise
more
him.
Time.
Just one more time we can honor him. Just one more time we can call on his name. Just one more time we can honor him. So I thank you, Miss Ludell. That was an awesome song. Now,
yes,
Mr. Karen is going to come on again and play a praise song for us. Oh, that woman of God, she has a gift of praise and song in her spirit, and it just comes right through those hands as she go over the keyboard. So we're grateful for you, Karen. What you going to play for us?
I am playing Take Time to Be Holy.
All right, amen. To be holy. We weren't born being holy. We got to take time to be holy. We got to take time to speak oft with our Lord. Thank you, Sister Karen. That was awesome, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Take time to be holy.
Right.
And Miss Ludell was accompanying you. while you were playing that song. So I thank God for Miss Liddell.
Yes.
I thank God for each one of you being on today again. You know, God, the title of my message today is God Promises Long Life to the Obedient.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he ain't promised long life to the disobedient, but sometimes, you know, the disobedient lives long, too, because he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. But I thank God for long life for the obedient. You know, God's ways are divine, and we have to walk in his way. How do we walk in his divine way? By knowing what his word says and following it. You know, the word of God is like a roadmap. You want to go someplace, you consult your roadmap on how to get there. So we are all striving to get to heaven. Now, look, we don't want to go to heaven just because we want to avoid hell, but we want to go to heaven because of how great our God is and all that he's done for us and how grateful we are, how thankful we are to him. Don't you know we are blessed to be able to have a relationship with the Most High God, to be able to speak to God. We are blessed to be able to conversate, to have a conversation with him. And you know what? We can't, we have to make probably appointments years ahead to speak to the president of the United States or any other country or the queen of England or, you know, we have to make appointments. But all we got to do, even though he's divine, he's the Most High God, he's your majesty, he's reverend, all we got to do is say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. You know, holy is your name. Righteous is your name. Father, we come before your holy presence. All we got to do is call his name, and he's going to be right there for us, right there with us. Isn't that awesome? You know, I have to call you on the phone to contact you and let you come to my door. But with God, he is omnipresent. He's in Georgia. He's in Florida. He's in Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, Texas, everywhere. He's in New Jersey, New York. He's all in the seven continents, Africa, Asia, Europe. He's all over every continent. He is everywhere. Right now, I'm not talking about one day he's in, you know, Europe, one day he's in Asia, another day he's in North America. No. He's everywhere at the same time. Why wouldn't we serve an amazing God like him? He is amazing. He's an amazing God. He's an awesome God. Why wouldn't we serve a God who can save us from our sin? Because as human beings, our flesh, we sin. Whether we think it or whether we do it, we sin. And all we got to do is say, Father, forgive us. He made the way simple and plain. But you know what? He's requiring something of us. He's requiring that we be obedient. Obedient. You know, his great commandment says that we're to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. You know what love is? How to show love? By doing what he asks. To love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Now, we put a lot of strength in different things. Maybe in playing a sport, we put a lot of strength into it. Maybe in cleaning a house, we put a lot of strength into it. Maybe in working on the job, you put a lot of strength into it. Or maybe in doing something, you put a lot of strength and effort. But God wants us to give our strength with all of our soul, all of our heart, all of our strength to him. He deserves it. He deserves all the praise, all the glory, everything. He deserves us, not just to say it with our lips, but to mean it from our heart. Don't you know God knows the intents of our heart? Our heart, he said, our hearts are wicked and evil. Who can know his own heart? So we have to search the scriptures And I know daily I have to say, Lord, forgive me for what I said, what I thought, how I acted. Forgive me, Lord, every day. Every day. So, you know, God's ways are higher than ours. He has a way that we have to follow, a course, a direction. And we don't want to just, you know, worship him in vain. When we get, you know, when this life is ended, you know, there's a song that says, when this life is ended, and this life is going to end, check your obituary every day. And it's not just old people that are leaving this earth. So you got to get your children ready to leave too. You don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know how long your children are going to live. But we have to talk to the Father and make sure our children talk to the Father. Young children can talk to fathers, to our Father. I'm sorry, young children can talk to Father God. Remember I was telling you a couple of weeks ago there was I was keeping a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And the three-year-old can speak in a heavenly language. When I said, come on, baby, pray with me in the spirit. I said, and she began to pray in the spirit. So you're not too young or too old to consult the Most High God. And when I see her in church, and when we're praising, she's lifting her holy hand. Sometimes she's dancing before the Lord. Woo! What a joy it is to see the babies praising God. The babies lifting their hands. Her little brother that's a year old can lift his hands and say, Jesus, Jesus. Those are parents who taught their children. And they're 1 and 3. I'm not talking about 13, 17. I'm talking about a one-year-old and a three-year-old. So, you know, God's commandments are great. And his first commandment, remember, is to love him with all our heart, soul, and strength. And then the second one is like that one. We have to love each other like we love ourselves. A lot of times we say, God, we love you, but you know what I'm saying. So we got to do both of those commandments, both of them. We can't just love God and not love each other. We got to learn to love one another. And, you know, some people say, well, I ain't like, Like and love go together. Don't leave it out. In Job 5:26, before we die, you know, Job was old, an old man, and he was still praising God. He said, you know, his wife didn't want him to continually suffer. And she said, why don't you just curse God and die? He said, no. Can I suffer as well as be blessed at the hand of God? God had blessed Job so much. He owned so much land, so much cattle. So he had 10 children. And everything was gone in one day. But yet, he still praised God. Job said in his word that he would desire the words of God's mouth more than is necessary food. Now, you know food is necessary. We can fast for a while, but after a while, we got to eat. But Job said, I desire the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So, you know, the word of God is true. In Isaiah 65:22, no one will live in homes you built for yourself, nor eat food you planted in the garden for yourself. So you know what? The word of God is awesome. God reigns on the just as well as the unjust, but he wants us to be obedient. He wants us to have long lives, long lives. He don't want us just to live here in vain. He does not want us to live here in vain. God wants us to stand before him, and I don't know about you, but I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't want to come here and fake it. I don't want to be religious. Go to church on Sunday, go to church on Wednesday, and, you know, just, you know, pretend just to please the pastor or, you know, somebody else, your mommy, your daddy, or your relatives. because they're forcing you or they're on you all the time. No, I want to please God because he is God and because of what he's done for me. I don't know, like the song says, I don't know what he's done for you, but I certainly know what he's done for me. And he has done great things for me, great things. When I look back over my life, I can just count up. I tell you what, I take that back. I cannot count the many blessings that God has given me. He has given me so many blessings, I can't count them all. They're too many. From the time I was born in 1947 to 2012, he has blessed me with so many blessings, I can't even count them all. But I thank God that he has given me long life. So today, as I said, we're talking about longevity for the obedient. I want to ask you a question. Are you saved? God does not want anybody to be lost. And, you know, we can be lost. We can be on the wrong path. You know, I hear some people say, you know, yeah, I can obey this in the Bible, but I just can't obey that. Uh-uh. You either got to eat the whole thing or nothing at all. It's just like the doctor tell you, well, now you got to take all of these and in 10 days come back. If you take three of them and toss the rest of them and you go back, don't you know it's not going to work? You got to eat the whole thing. You got to follow what God says for you to follow. You got to do what God wants you to do. So is there anyone on here who's not saved? Romans 10 and 9 says, believing that Christ died for you and rose again and will save, it says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9. So if you're not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through salvation. All right, it looks as if everyone on here is saved. So anybody backslidden? You know, we can slide back. We can stop praying. We can stop studying the word. We can stop having a relationship with God. And that's what prayer is. It's having a relationship with the Most High God. It's being obedient to him. Many people are walking in disobedience. They're not walking in obedience. They don't even care about following God. They could care less about following God. All they want to do is follow themselves. They put themselves up before God. So, you know, we all can do that, but we have to be careful. Ask God to examine us and examine ourselves. Where do we examine ourselves? In the Word of God. So, any backsliders, press 1. All right, it looks as if everybody's saved and everybody's in right standing with God. So, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. Press 1 if you want to make a prayer request.
I have one.
Okay, Karen.
I have a friend named Lee that asked me to have all my Bible studies and different things go to pray for her. She has some things that she just wants us to pray in journal for.
Her name is Lee?
Yes, ma'am.
And she wants us to pray for what?
Just general, in general terms, basic.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you. Any more requests? Press 1. Okay, Jackie, you have another prayer request? Okay, she must have her phone on mute because we can't hear you, Jackie. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. And, you know, I went to see my Aunt Mildred recently, and she's doing better. Still has a little swelling in her legs and feet, so just pray, you know, that the swelling will go down. And you know what? God has watched over her for 102 years. She and Miss Ludell are blessed. 90-plus years for Miss Ludell, 102-plus years for my Aunt Mildred. And we're thanking God for her on a daily basis, for our seniors, for our children, for our families. We're thanking God. Any more prayer requests? All righty. So we'll pray in general. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we consult you, the Most High God, in the name of Jesus, because, Father, we certainly do not know how to pray as we should, but we consult you, the Most High God, in Jesus' name, and we ask you, Lord, to pray through us as we open our mouths, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up the senior citizens today all over the nation, all over the world. And I thank you, O God, that you've allowed the hoary-headed people to have life and life more abundantly, O God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody press one here. Did you need prayer?
That's Brother David Emmanuel. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
May God bless you. I'm blessed and grateful. And,
all right.
Yeah, I couldn't get
what's
this keypad to work.
Dante,
this for my son is taking the SAT this morning. Prayers for him that he do well while he's taking the SAT. And and for myself to get enlightenment as to the path God wants me to go on, because circumstances around me are turn out a certain way. And I feel it's God telling me it might be time for me to move on and do things on my own.
All righty. Any other requests? All right. Thank you, Brother David. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we are grateful that we can come to you with whatever we ask in your name, believing, Father God, that you would hear, that you would answer it, O God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, O God, that you are the God who hears and you are the God who answers. And, Father, we thank you, O God, for families. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the love that family members have for one another. We bind up strife, envy, jealousy, and all the fleshly things in families, O God, and we decree and declare love for one another, love for you, O God. And, Father, it is impossible to please you without faith. So we have faith in you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we thank you today for increasing our faith in you daily, oh God. And, Father, when we see hurricanes like Hurricane Sandy, oh God, we know that there is a God who lives, because you saved many people from the destruction of Sandy, O God. Oh, Sandy took some people out, O God, but there are many people who are still living in the New York, New Jersey, all in that northern area, O God, who was affected by Hurricane Sandy. We lift them up today, Father God. We thank you, O God, for all that you're doing on their behalf. Provide shelter for them. Provide warmth for them. Provide healthy food, pure water, O God. In the name of Jesus, send flashlights, O God. In the name of Jesus, for those who are have no electricity, O God. Send warmth in the air and the earth, O God. There's nothing impossible to you, Father God. And, Father, we just thank you, O God. We bind up diseases that were spread during this time. We bind up meningitis and all kind of airborne diseases that spread from the water, oh God. We bind up every disease that will be spread because of the water, Father God. Unclean water, in the name of Jesus. Dry up the water, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let that water go down. Dry out that area, Father God. Send spiritual help, oh God. Your missionaries, the fivefold ministry, evangelists and teachers and pastors, oh God, in that area to bring the word, to tell people about you and the love you have for them. In Jesus' name, oh God, we just thank you for mass salvation in that area. In Jesus' name, Father, I lift up Karen's friend Lee in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for Lee at this time. Draw Lee closer to you than ever before. Walk with Lee. Talk with Lee. Be a lamp and a light to Lee's pathway. If she's not saved, save Lee, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Save her family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for Aunt Mildred and Mavis. Oh, God, I thank you for being their healer, their protector, their provider. I thank you for the abundant life that you're giving both of them, Father God. Give them more strength in their bodies, oh, God. I thank you for the love you have for them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Brother David's son. They'll be taking the SAT, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you for victory. We know that, Father God, that you have put much into him, into his son, into his wife, Father God. Remove any fear, Father God, where they may feel like, oh, where he may feel like, I don't know the answer to this. But let him call on your name and say, Father God, I'm stuck on this one. Help me. Let him call on your name. Father God, you're the one who put inside Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you gave them wisdom from on high. You gave them knowledge from on high. So I thank you for putting in David Emmanuel's son wisdom from you, O God, knowledge from you, O God. Show him, Father God, give him discernment. Give him a ready mind, a quick mind to remember the things that he has studied in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I just thank you for what you're doing for David Emmanuel in his walk, O God. Enlighten him, Father God. Lead him in the paths of righteousness on a daily basis, O God. I bind up weariness in the name of Jesus. Any weariness. We say go right now. In the name of Jesus, he will not grow weary in well-doing, but he will continue on the path that you have him on. And, Father God, I thank you that if he prostrates before you daily, if he obey you, O God, in the name of Jesus, you will show him great and mighty things, Father God, because he called on you, the Most High God. So today we just honor you. We bless you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, all the thanksgiving belong to you, our God, our King, our Lord, our Shepherd. You are your majesty. We honor you. We reverence you today, O God. And so, Father God, as we're about to close on Bible Story Land, we thank you for never leaving us, never forsaking us, always being here for us, O God. You are a faithful Father, and we just bless you. We are grateful, O God, for what you're doing in your people in this hour, O God. Father, be with the senior citizens throughout the world, O God. Heal their bodies, O God. Give them a mindset to know that they don't have to live in pain or they don't have to live with the illness all the days of their lives, O God, because their family members had it. They feel they have to have it. The devil is a liar. I say they will walk in divine health and healing. Those who touch the hem of your mighty garment, those who have the kind of faith that will reach out and touch you, oh God, in Jesus' name. I thank you that their faith level is coming up as senior citizens, oh God. So, Father, we just honor your presence and we bless you today. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you coming on with us on Bible Story Land today. Does anyone have a brief testimony they'd like to give? About a two-minute testimony, 1 to 2 minutes. Anybody want to share anything? Press one. All right, looks as if everybody is quiet today. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. Now, don't forget, if you would like to plant a seed into our ministry, please mail it to Caretha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. And I want each of you to know that I love you, but God loves you more. You know, God keeps each of you in his thoughts. Each one of us, he thinks good thoughts towards us. Be obedient to God. Show him that you love him. Don't just give him lip service, but love God with all of your heart, soul, and strength. Study the word of God daily. Study daily. You know, God has written the word for you, for me, for us. See what God is telling us each day. Get in the word. Dig deep into the word. Don't just read it. Don't just let those stories be stories, but see how they apply to your lives. All right, hold on. I think Jackie's pressing one here again. Hold on. Jackie, you had something you wanted to say?
Oh, I was just letting you know I was back on. I needed to say you need a closing song every Saturday. When you get finished speaking while you're singing Jesus and me, Lord, and Jesus and you, that could be a closing song for you. Is that okay?
Okay, that'll be great. And then after you sing, then Karen is going to play a closing song.
Oh, if she has one, that's fine. No.
You do it too. You can play one, and then, I mean, you sing one, and then she's going to play hers also.
Okay, I thought that would be a good closing song for this program. It's such a nice program that you have.
What's the name of it again?
The Jesus in Me Loves the Jesus in You. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. It's so easy. Easy to love. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you. So easy. It's so easy. Easy to love. I think Sister Karen might be able to play that, and we could all sing it.
I will.
Okay, she also has another song. Thank you. All right. So God bless each of you. Don't forget, God loves you. Look forward to hearing from you Thursday, boys to men, girls to ladies, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Bible Storyland, next Saturday, 9 a.m. You know the call-in number is 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love you, and God loves you even more.
Okay.
I don't know when she cut me off, but that don't matter. Let me go call her right quick.